You know, you can frighten the ruling class and surprise them about once every 20 years. And Seattle caught the ruling class by surprise. You know, they just didn't expect it, and they fucked up big time. And they kind of expected it, but they didn't expect it. And they lost control, and it all worked. You know, and people think, God, we can do it again and again. We can shut down something like the World Trade Organization. Reminded me a little bit of 1968 in Paris, and people on the left wrote long essays, the spirit of 68 will be with us. Well, the ruling class kind of notices when they fucked up. And they have lots of meetings saying, how did we fuck up? And the National Security Council rings up the head of the FBI and said, you fucked up. And the head of the FBI says to the head of the Red Squad or the Anti-Terrorist Squad or whatever they call it, you fucked up. And the guy in the Red Squad rings up the guy in the Northwest, Pacific Northwest, and said, how did you fuck up? And so down the chain of command it goes. And the message is, don't fuck up next time. So we get to Washington, D.C., and by this time they're doing preventive arrests and they're, you know, confiscating little radio stations. They are doing everything that a fully functioning police state does. They're waiving the conspiracy laws. They're running amok, arresting people, etc., etc. And it gets tougher. Then they get Philadelphia, and the Philadelphia cops are saying, we can do better than the D.C. cops. And then you finally get to L.A., where the police have a notorious and lengthy record of insane violence towards anyone not powerful enough to answer back. And by this time, they're really loaded. My slight sense of it is that demonstrators, you know, courageous as they were, might want to rethink some of their strategies. Because people tend to think, you know, the demonstration, sometimes the demonstration is it. Another demo. But, you know, demonstrations stopped the war in Vietnam. Well, they helped, but what stopped the war in Vietnam was politics, organization, finally the demonstration. So you don't want to fetishize demonstrations just by themselves.